What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, 6 o'clock on a Monday night. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. I'm Devon Givens, along with Tyler Zuli. We are here with you until 10 o'clock on this Monday night. As it is, 7-6 day. We round out 7-6 day, starting at 6 a.m. this morning with the morning show. Some great guests with Aaron McKee, D. Lino, and Bobby Jones, followed by Anthony Gargano with plenty of folks on his show as well. Kevin DeGondi, Tim Legler, Mike with Josh Richardson. And it's just been a fantastic, and Charles Barkley, of course, fantastic day to talk some basketball. You know how I get into it every now and then. You just want to talk some hoops and get away from a few other things, and especially with the NBA starting to get underway. Teams are already in Orlando. That would be the Toronto Raptors. Others start traveling. We've already heard of some cases with some positive tests with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Sacramento Kings, where they have decided to simply shut down their facilities for the remainder of the time that they're in their host city, and just head to Orlando as is. And the people who have tested positive will follow them once they get there. So, we've talked about it before, where they're going to have positive tests. It's going to happen. It's just what it is. And knock it out now. When you get there, you hope for the best once they get to Orlando. So the Sixers actually leave on Wednesday, and they, so far, so good, knock on wood with their cases, right? Knock on wood, so far, so good for the Philadelphia 76ers. So we'll hear from Josh Richardson on with Mike Missanelli, as well as Charles Barkley, and get their takes on what the Sixers' chances are, of course, from a current player on the team and a former legend, a great Charles Barkley, and how he feels about the Philadelphia 76ers. And we will also tonight give away, we have five shirts to give away. The shirts that were available to you if you decided to ride by the parking lot, our west side parking lot here at the station. If you decided to ride by earlier on before the rain started, Connor Thomas was out there handing out since 7 a.m. Sixers t-shirts, red t-shirts with the cool filler font and nice writing out there. And we have five to give away to the best caller this evening as we go along until 10 o'clock. So a lot to get into, a lot of things to discuss about the Philadelphia 76ers. And I mean, I have plenty. So let's have at it as we get ready to start this thing up. And the one I did want to start with is the guy that I guess is the one least mentioned when it comes to the 76ers and their chances is the man who joined Mike a little bit earlier today, and that is Josh Richardson. No one really talks about Josh Richardson and what his role is going to be on this squad. We speak about Al Horford and Shake Milton way more than we do about Josh Richardson. And Richardson had a lot to say with Mike today about simply working out, staying in shape, how he feels the team is currently with where they are right now during this time off. And, you know, he has some really good things to say. And what was he really going to say that was going to go against what the team has been doing, himself included, about being out there? Speaking about going to Orlando, what it's going to be like, about how Joel Embiid looks, playing with no fans. How the team, again, we keep hearing it, the team is built for playoff basketball. The high-intensity workouts that they've been having, and physically ready to go once they get to Orlando with, once again, everybody so far healthy. But how important is a guy like Josh Richardson? We've talked shows that have been featured with Tobias Harris, certainly the shows that have been featured with Al Horford, and without a doubt, Simmons and Embiid, which are always features to talk about when we speak about the basketball team and their success. But look, when I look at Josh Richardson as a player here on this squad, here's someone who is a two-way player that is brought in to fill a lot of shoes, because he's number one, he's taken the place of J.J. Redick, Number two, he's traded for Jimmy Butler. So he comes in as a younger player with this team, Ben Simmons being the youngest in the starting lineup, a younger player with 5 years' experience, playoff experience as well, and someone who is a very, very valuable piece. Now, he was often injured during the regular season, was never really able to get his feet underneath him. He was a guy who, when everyone was worried about Jimmy Butler returning to Philadelphia, he had the 32-point explosion against his former team, the Miami Heat, helping to lead the squad to a win at the center. He was that important. He was that guy to do just that when it came to the importance of who Josh Richardson is for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, he also, once again, has been injured. So you look at that and you look at how inconsistent he has been in terms of just being out there on the floor for just being ready and ready to go for this squad. Now, on the season, he's averaged 14 points a game, 13.8 points a game in 48 games, 46 of them started. He's had a knee, he's had a hammy, he's been down, has not played in the majority of the games that the team has had so far. From the outside, shooting 33% from behind the three-point line. Not good enough. He's only attempting field goals. Well, 12 is pretty good. He's attempting about 12, shooting 43%. You would like for that number to go up. Assist 3.1, someone who's going to be the secondary ball handler before Shake Milton came into the mix behind Ben Simmons to help out in that way. You can also get that from Tobias Harris when he is out there on the floor as an extra ball handler to initiate the offense for the Philadelphia 76ers. He has a lot there going with him. He's also tasked with the responsibility and the assignment of defending the arguably the best wing player that Ben Simmons does not get that assignment because of whether it's a smaller point guard like Kemba Walker, where it just makes sense to have Josh Richardson start off on Kemba Walker. Later on, when Matisse Thybulle comes in, slide him in there, give him some looks as well. Maybe Ben gets a few also when he is out there defending Kemba Walker when the other guys are on the bench or wherever he might be, depending on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So he has a lot of work that he has to do out there on the floor. Now, as I look at his game log, right? I look at his game log from the season, and I mentioned the 32-point explosion. Let me give you the first few. And this is when it was looking really, really good for him, okay? 17, 10, 14, 12, 17, 8. No big deal because he follows up with a 24. 7, 11, 17, 19, 28, 8, 32, 25. So right there, 28, 32, 25 with an 8-point output, 2 of 12 from the floor at Cleveland. They still get the win. It was the Cleveland Cavaliers. You get the W. So it's not a big deal. But he follows up once again with that Miami 32 at Toronto 25 where they lost that game. Then you get sack, misses six games right there, comes back, plays 19 minutes, trying to find his way, 1 of 8 for 3 points, 14, 8, 11, 17, 10, 21. So you guys get what I'm saying. He is capable of giving you some good numbers offensively for a guy within the offense with some talented players like Embiid, Harris, Simmons, and Horford, for that matter, who's also out there to score in the way that he does. 14 points a game for Josh Richardson right now on the season. So, look, I mean, it's a decent number. It's something that you can live with overall that he has out there is a 13.8 per game score. Absolutely. So that's okay. I'm good with that. And that's why I wanted to ask, because we often speak about Shake Milton, his importance. We often speak about Al Horford, again, trying to find a way to fit him with these names that are Simmons, Embiid, and Harris, and where does he get his? And we'll hear Charles Barkley speak about Al Horford in a little bit with what his role should be and how that is also Brett Brown's responsibility. As much as people like him, you hear Charles talk about as much as you like Brett Brown, the job is the job. You got to find a way to make things fit once the general manager and Elton Brand puts the squad out there. But Richardson's name is often left off. Do you bring it up? Yes, because when we mention the possibilities of the start of the season and what they could do, you mentioned the starting five. It's hard. You can't ignore who Josh Richardson is. But he is going to be very important to their success, two-way ability in this postseason. He's had success in the past when he was a member of the Miami Heat in the playoffs. Okay? He did it against the Sixers, and he's done it against other teams when the Miami Heat got to the postseason. Goran Dragic goes down. Any other players that were features, Justice Winslow can't score. He has to have the ball in his hands a little more. Josh Richardson takes the reins and does his part. Dwayne Wade, a little bit inconsistent. They need somebody like Josh Richardson to pick up the pieces and go on from there and be that guy. He is going to be very, very important to what this team does once they get to Orlando. The eight games and then the postseason. He's been there. He's rested for these 4 months. He's healthy. He was on with Mike today speaking about a variety of different things. So what we wanted to give you here to start things off with Josh Richardson with Mike earlier this afternoon is the way that he is physically ready to go with this team, what the team is and how they look, and what he is ready to do, how he's been able to stay in shape during this time off.
It's impossible to simulate game shape and being in, you know, the best shape for a game, but I feel like for where we at now, I'm in pretty good shape. And like the whole downtime, I turned my garage into a gym. You know, I got a stationary bike down there, and I was working, so I think I'll be ready.
And look, again, someone that maybe we just take it for granted because you expect him to be out there. He's a hooper. He just simply goes out there, does his job. You don't hear him complaining about what he needs to do. The one thing that I love during the season is he said that when they had one of those big losses, I think it was Orlando, when he called out the team, when everybody's searching for a leader, they're looking for leadership on this squad. He didn't want to. What did he say? I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but it has to be said. We need to step it up and we need to stop playing soft, basically is what he said. And I loved hearing that. This is a guy who just goes about his business, minds it, and comes out there and gets his work done. This team has eight games to go to Orlando to get themselves in a situation and a spot to position themselves best to make their run in the postseason. We've talked about it before. Andrew, on a Saturday, starting it off the day after the Friday night when the schedule was released, Andrew, Saturday morning, spoke about what their path could be by staying put, Boston, Toronto, then Milwaukee. Mike did the same thing, staying put, Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee. While I understand where both of them are coming from, I'll explain again why I look at it differently and give the path there. Brand Brown continue to tell us that they are built for the playoffs. We want to see it. We don't want to hear any more talk about it. We just want to hear them, see them go out there and do it. And that's one thing about Josh Richardson. He doesn't say much. He might go on Twitter and ask you guys to play a game or something or what's around town to do all this. But he doesn't say much about anything else. Just ready to go out there and hoop. And no one mentions the guy at all. Now, he does mention when he was with Mike just the same sentiment along with Brand and Brown about the team and what he believes they can do once they get to Orlando.
That's from the way we're built, I think. You know, we're a tall team, so when the game slows down, I think that we'll be able to find buckets. We can get shots over people because, you know, a lot of the shots that come in the playoffs aren't wide open. You know, you're going to have to have guys that can make shots and get to tough spots. And then I think we have good defenders, which means once the game slows down, those transition buckets aren't coming as easy. So you really, really try to scrape and find a spot. And I feel like we have five to eight or nine guys who are tough to get shots over. So, I mean, I'm optimistic.
Well, listen, this is where we're going to start. We're going to start with him, Josh Richardson, who you heard with Mike earlier, and those two cuts right there, and what he just said about the team and how they are built for the playoffs. He gave a good explanation as to defensively, things slow down, you get into a half-court set, especially in transition, you get into that half-court set, you get into transition opportunities, they can all switch and go everywhere and say, hey, I got this one, you pick up that one, let's just stop the ball. Remember when you played and you were playing early on as a young kid and they teach you how to stop a fast break? You stop, you pick up the man at the free throw line and stop things right there. Everybody else, you know, you figure it out. Don't stop him at the free throw line. Don't let him get past you. That's what they're going to do. And they're 6'5 and up. with him on the floor stopping, and versatile at that with how they stop. So the Sixers in the bubble with what Josh Richardson just said. Again, he follows up with what Brand and Brown continue to say about them being built for the playoffs. You've been listening since 6 a.m. all the way up until now, hearing from a variety of different voices, former players, coaches, ESPN people with Kevin Negandhi, right? All of this stuff where you have had a chance to listen to everyone. So with what Richardson just said, everything that was sent out on the airwaves today with all the great guests and the hosts here today talking about the 76ers, it's 7-6 day. So with 7-6 day, okay, 7-6 day, on this day of 7-6, did anything change your mind with what everyone had to say on the station? There were great points brought up by many people. We will play cuts throughout the entirety of the show going until 10 o'clock. We will share different ones, give our thoughts, Tyler Zuli and I, on what they said, share that with you, and have a discussion about what the folks have said on the station today. And number two, how important is Josh Richardson? I know it's just Josh Richardson, but he's not just Haun Neto. He is not just Norvell Pell coming in for a 5-minute swing. He is not just, with all due respect to Alec Burks, who is also important in a way, we'll find out how, but of what importance is Josh Richardson to this team? Because I think oftentimes we focus on, of course, the two stars, which in which everything is carried on their shoulders. Will we get a consistent level of play, high level of play, from those two to lead things overall? But you need a collective effort from everyone on this team to win basketball games, to win a 7-game series, and to advance. You need two-way players to understand their role on the squad in order to do it again and again and again in a 7-game series where it is tough to play against the same team 7 times and walk away with the victory. So how important is he to what they have to do in order to advance from round 1 to 2 to 3 and hopefully 4 in the NBA Finals? So 610-632-0975, because I've explained how important I think he is. We'll hear from Tyler Zuli, get his thoughts on Richardson. We will play audio from, again, Charles Barkley and many of the guests that we've had on the station today as we run up until 10 o'clock this evening. Once again, the phone number's 610-632-0975, and it is 7-6 day. We have had plenty of 76ers people in some way, shape, or form on this team today. I mean, on this station today with our team, right? Has anything changed your mind, good or bad, based on what you've heard from the many folks that have been on the airwaves today here since 6 a.m.? 610-632-0975. And the best callers that we get this evening until 10, Tyler and I will decide who will win one of our 5 t-shirts that we are able to give away this evening that were left for us from the giveaway that we had outside on Belmont in the parking lot here at Bala, One Bala. And we will, of course, get those to you somehow, some way. We will have those, of course, we'll have people here reaching out to you to let you know how to pick up your 76ers t-shirts. They're very cool. They're red, which is my favorite color of their uniform. I like the red uniforms over all of them. And they have that in the red, you know, the ones with the fill of that cursive, the writing font that is on the front of the t-shirt. It's a cool t-shirt. It's a slick one. If you want to see what it looks like, go to 97.5 The Fanatic. Find Connor Thomas on the Twitter account, and you'll see exactly what the t-shirt looks like overall. So again, the numbers 610-632-0975. We wanted to start with one of the guys that doesn't get mentioned enough, in my opinion, and how important he is to the squad, and that is Josh Richardson. So 610-632-0975. And what will this team be once they get to the Orlando bubble? Has anything changed based on everything you've heard from 6 a.m. on the station? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens and Tyler Zuli with you until 10. On the Fanatic, we start in Delaware with Ray right here on the Fanatic. Ray, what's going on?
What's going on, DJ?
How you feeling, man?
Man, I just pulled up at work. Yo, it's a monsoon.
Be
in
careful
Delaware
out
right
there.
Now.
Be careful out there.
Yeah. Brother, I'm already parked. I just got to walk to the apartment complex.
Understood.
But Yeah, man. As far as the basketball situation, I don't think I want to see basketball. I want it to happen again, but I don't think it's going to work. But as far as the basketball aspect, I've been listening to the radio station all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Barkley made some good points, and someone was wrong, which I didn't like. And my thing is no cohesiveness. I'm sorry. No story.
No cohesiveness with this team.
Right. Brett Brown, I like Brett Brown, very articulate, but he has no control over the team. So now it's time for us to see what he can do with the team after this 3-4 month layoff.
Yes.
We've had a lot of time to break down game footage, studies, and see, okay, I need to put this person here, put this person there. What do I do? You come from the top of the tree, which is Greg Popovich, one of the finest basketball coaches in all of basketball. Get your team together.
Well, again, that's something that he has already put out there in front of the media, in front of you folks, to say that, listen, he's had the time to speak with his folks, whether it's the players or whether it's the coaches, and they think they've figured out what their issue was on the road. Now, there is no road. This is a road for everyone. This is home for everyone in Orlando. So whatever that problem was, yes, it needs to be fixed, but you hope that that is something that they have come together with, figured out, Ray, and now can translate to the floor. It's easier said than done. He has said it publicly that that's what they have found out, that they have done, which is figure it out, and we hope that he's correct.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the whole thing of it. We have a top-notch a defensive team, and I see what Elton Brand was doing with the Monstars, basically. Bully basketball, but the game has changed now, so if we don't have no shooters that can get out there and do what they got to do, we can play the defense. We get the stops.
Yes.
So now we do transition basketball. Okay, now what happened? Ben Simmons.
In the half court?
Go to the lane, have a wide open layup, and you want to kick it out.
No, and that's something, Ray. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you starting us off, man. Be safe out there in that monsoon that you're speaking about. That's something that we hope is addressed once they get things rolling in Orlando. So we'll continue to address that when we get back. We have to get the break. AJJ and everybody else, hang on. 610-632-0975. Josh Richardson, the importance of him with this team. And also, based on everything you heard today from the host and the guest, has anything changed your mind? 610-632-0975. It's 7-6 day with Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
628-97.5 The Fanatic, a 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination to join us, 610-632-0975, 25 minutes commercial free. And we're talking about the 76ers on 7-6 day. And it's been a fun listen all day here on The Fanatic. It's been wonderful, to be perfectly honest with you, just to hear some hoops talk as we know we're about to get this thing back. Another positive overall, when we talk about the COVID-19 and the issues that it is giving to many people. But when we speak about the Orlando bubble, specifically in the NBA, as teams start to hit that trail and get down to Orlando, which is hard hit, of course, Toronto's been there for about a week. Now, unless they haven't shared anything, We haven't heard anything. And I would say that that's a good thing overall, that we have not heard anything from the Toronto Raptors. Now, they're not in Orlando. They're in another location, but they are in Florida where it has been hard hit. So before we get to AJ and Jay and everyone else to start things off this segment, Tyler, that's a good thing to hear that Toronto has nothing going on as far as Raptors right now. To the gym, back to the hotel, whatever else they're doing, they are fine so far.
Yeah, I don't know how well things are going to work in a lot of sports leagues. I don't know if they're going to start and finish or start and stop or whatever it might be. But the NBA has put together the most comprehensive plan to keep everybody safe, and it's a great start to see that that's the case.
It's a good thing, man. It's good to hear that we're not hear anything when it comes to that.
And it's like offensive lineman play.
Yes.
When you don't hear it, it's a good thing.
Right. Absolutely right. Good call by you. I was watching this, and AJ and Jay again and everybody else, I was watching Malika Andrews on ESPN. I don't know if anybody saw this, but she's already in Orlando. She covers the NBA for ESPN. I'm a big fan of her work. She's a very cool person, right? So she's in Orlando already. And I already know people there also, but she gave a play by play of what it is like. She's been in quarantine. She goes and get a daily test every day. Each nostril is swabbed, the same for inside of her mouth is swabbed with the Q-tip, the long Q-tip that they use the testing for. And she has not left her room. The only time she leaves the room is to go get the test back to her room. They drop food off in a big bag, 8 a.m., noon, and I think 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. for her to decide what she wants to eat. They do not take anything out. They allow you to choose what you want in the bags that are dropped off at the given times that I just laid out for you. So, as you just said, according to their plan and how they have put things together, they have gone through every measure to make sure that they do this thing the right way. Will it happen that someone gets it? There's a probability, right? So many people there. There's a high probability with 35 people in each traveling party, something's going to happen. You just hope that it's very, very small. But when it does happen, they have plans in place. But what do they do once these things happen? Let's see how they respond to it. 610-632-0975. Has anything been said on the station today that has changed your mind for good or bad about the 76ers and what they're about to embark on in Orlando? And Josh Richardson. Jay wants to talk about him. No one mentions Josh Richardson when we speak about the 76ers and their chances. And you just heard him. He has some things to say on Mike's show. AJ in West Philly. What's up, AJ?
Devon Givens, how you living? OGE Brizzle is successful, passionate, and very well driven.
What's going on, man?
Man, listen, man, you know what it is, man. Big things popping, little things stopping. We all rapping, no cap on this side, man. If OGE Brizzle ain't on your radio ain't really on.
No doubt, EJ. What's going on? Good to hear from you, man.
So listen, man, I haven't heard a word that anybody said today.
What's that?
I just popped on the radio riding around town in this hurricane. Looked like I saw Noah in his ark floating down Germantown Avenue being pursued by the Coast Guard.
Be safe out there.
Hey, I am, man. I'm always safe. I travel with the ancestors, bro. But on a serious note, I saw the report, man. First of all, that lady can quarantine with me anytime. But on some real talk, I don't know how they doing it, bro. Because the way she described it, even though she was real pretty, it was like a horror story, bro. With the testing and the delivering of the meals and whatnot.
Yep.
She sounded like she was one of the royals on Game of Thrones that they kidnapped.
Yep.
And you know how they let you live a certain way, like the bums. And the people of low blood, they got put in the black cells. But the high-class families, they got to eat good and live high on the hog and get ransomed off. That's what it seemed like, bro. It don't seem like that's no hotel and no bubble. That seemed like some draconian measure of pain. I don't understand how NBA athletes who are used to doing what they want when they want at such a high level of, I guess you could say, accessibility and availability when they really don't have to answer to anybody. And that's leading to my point with Brett Brown. I don't really see how this gets done. And according to what I learned in college, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And God bless Brett Brown. He may be a great strategist. He may come from the seed of Greg Popovich, but his seed is spoiled in Philly. He's not a Philadelphia guy, and Jimmy Butler was 100% correct with the things that he said about Brett Brown. He does not run that asylum. And unless he's going to get powerful performances out of our two transcendent athletes, I don't see how this ends up any other way. Yeah, we got great athletes. We've always had great athletes since Allen Iverson. But what we have with Iverson that we don't have with Ben Brown is a solid NBA respected coach who superstars have to listen to. Say what you want about Larry Brown. Say what you want about Pat Riley. Say what you want about Phil Jackson and his made-for-TV teams. He still had to make Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and Michael Jordan coexist with each other. That's not easy. It takes a strong alpha male with some sort of gonads and Philadelphia cheesesteak type, you know what's in them. And Brett Brown doesn't have it, bro. He doesn't respect. He doesn't command respect.
And that's the thing. Listen, here's where you're right. I mean, will anything change over 4 months of a pandemic?
No.
And I know they've been having their Zoom calls and all this stuff. Will something change where, to your point, if that's the case, where people really buy in and say, everybody group together and let's get this thing done. And he somehow, as I said, finds a way to figure out the issues that they had on the road and pull this whole thing together and all that. We don't know.
We don't, but I do know this. I love Ben Simmons. I have been defending him since the first day he got to the NBA.
Too.
But I am so sick and tired of these wrestling promo type videos where he does everything that he never does in the game. But when it comes to game time, all that determination, all that working out with LeBron, all that hip hop swag and, you know, je ne sais quoi, where does it go, man? We need you to step up independent of the coach. Embiid, I'm tired of the memes. I'm tired of the jokes. I'm tired of the unfulfilled potential. You got the most talent that the NBA has seen since Hakeem Olajuwon.
100%.
You could be Dream 2.0.
Yep.
Even joking around and kidding and eating four or five Wendy's burgers every day. He's still probably the top three center in the NBA. People talk about AI. What would Embiid be?
Yo, EJ, that's what I've been saying when he says, I think it was the Sixers.com, when he says that it's his time and once they get back and all. We've heard that. I don't want to hear that anymore because just go out there and do it. Absolutely. His time was in game 7 against the Raptors when he should have put up these big time numbers. Hey, EJ, be safe out there, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always. That was your time. Your time is every time you step on the floor in these big moments when they need their best player to carry them. Yes, they have to get him the ball to do so, and he needs that help. And that's why we're speaking about Josh Richardson as well when Jay comes up in a second here to discuss him. It's his time all of the time. When you get to the postseason, it is about your best players and their supporting cast to get it done. But when it all falls on the shoulders, it's going to be on the ones who are the franchise players, the one who carries the organization, the one who gets the accolades, the all-stars, the defensive player of the years. When that's what you want, that's when you earn it. We don't care about those awards in the regular season if you don't flourish in the postseason when your team needs you the most. EJ is right there. And when Simmons puts up these videos, whether it's Chris Johnson or anybody else that puts these things up of him working out in the offseason, I've said it many a time. Just because I've have the ability to see it with my own two eyes in the gym, and now you guys are able to see it because they put that stuff out. I was fatigued with it already last summer. When you guys go to the game and you witness him put these shots up in pregame, you've seen it. You've seen the free throw makes at halftime when they come out of the locker room. We've all seen it. That fatigue has already set in for me. I don't care about those videos anymore. Do I watch them when they come out? Yeah, I watch them. But I have no reaction to it except for, okay, I saw this before. Saw this last summer. Saw this in the gym where it was just me, you, and some people working out. I've seen it. I don't want to see it anymore. Except for when it counts. That's when I want to see it. I don't care about the videos. I don't care about the posts. I don't care about the social media messages that are put out there. I just want to see results. That's what I want to see. Has anything that's been said on this station changed your mind throughout this day? 610-632-0975. And the importance of Josh Richardson that we're about to speak with Jay about here on The Fanatic. Jay, what's going on?
My man. What's up, Devon?
What's happening, Jay?
I had to roll by there, man, one ball away, man, and get my T-shirt.
Got that T-shirt?
That red thing is lovely, brother. That thing is lovely.
Yeah,
man.
It does pop, man. When I saw it earlier, I didn't know what they were going to look like, and I was like, oh, that's not a bad T-shirt there.
Hey, I grabbed another one for my best friend, man.
As you should.
Can we get another one? Yeah. But the crazy thing was I missed Crystal and Matt Cord, man, because I was riding around the complex for 5 minutes, and you couldn't see the table or the tent because of the construction that was in the area.
Yeah,
I was like, where's the table? They said you can't miss it. but I missed them. But it was love, man. I received that thing with joy, man.
Good.
But here was my thing, brother, about Josh Richardson. Brother AJ, man, he kind of stole my thunder. Here's the thing. You need spacing on the floor. And you need Embiid and Simmons to be who they are for any of the role players or the complementary players, you know, contribution to ever make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you get 17 points from Josh Richardson. It doesn't matter. I was one of the people when we lost Jimmy Butler and ended up getting him, I was saying that's not a bad thing. I'm for that. But again, when you put the product, take it off the paper and put it on the floor, you see the effect of the poor spacing. You see the clog up of having Embiid, Simmons, and Al Horford in there, and you see how it affects the flow of the offense. So now it doesn't matter what Tobias is giving you. You want him to give you 22. It doesn't matter what Jay Rich is giving you. You want him to give you the 20, you know what I mean, the 5 boards and the 5 assists. But can you realistically do that with the way we run offense? We know what he can give us. That's the thing about it. We know how he is. He'll come off the pick and roll, hit the jumper. He's had stretches where he takes over games. But what good is him giving me 20 if Embiid has given me 12?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and isn't doing his part?
Yeah, I guess the only way for me to combat that with you, Jay, is to say that before, of course, we would get the 20 from Embiid and 12 from Richardson, and therefore he helped pick up the offense a little bit because we saw that there was a lack of production in Joel Embiid's.
I need more than 20 from Embiid.
No. You're absolutely right. I said 22 from Tobias Harris. I need a good 25 to 28 from Embiid on the average.
And not to turn this, I want to stay on Jay Rich. I don't want to turn this to an Embiid bashing because we all can do it. When is this dude going to give me 40? Jordan, 40. Barkley, 40. Weber,
yes.
40. Kobe, 40. Stars don't give you 20 in the postseason, man. Stars step up and take their game. They'll put 40 up on you. You should be, your heart should be, you know, speeding up when it be. You should be, the defense should be in trouble when it be get the ball. They should be, you know, scrambling, trying to keep them. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Josh Richardson performance will, we know what we can get from him. We know what we can get from Shake. We know what we can get from Toby. But will it matter if Embiid and Simmons are scrambling around, you know what I mean, taking out of the offense and putting up 18 points, 17, and come on, man. What difference is it going to make? I'm with the brother that said Brett Brown is a soft coach, man. Give me Aaron McKee, man. Give me Aaron McKee. Can we get him from Temple?
Well, he seems, you know, he's just starting things out there on Broad Street, so I think he'll stick there for a minute.
My thing for the bubble, I've had some time to think since the last time we talked last week. You know what? I think we can do well. I'm hype. I ain't limited, but I just want to see my boys get in there and do something. Give me something from Embiid and Simmons, and then I'll gladly take what I can get from Josh, and you know what I mean, from Glenn Robinson III and from Alex Burke and from all of them. But I got to get that performance from Embiid for any of that to even matter.
See, Jay, listen, man, be safe out there. I'm glad you got your search.
You too,
sorry you missed Maddie, Ice, and Chris this morning. You catch him later. You know you'll catch him another time. No doubt, man. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. It's always going to come back to them. Bottom line, that's why when we did do the show about everything surrounding the Philadelphia 76ers, and it may shift that way as we talk tonight. You heard what Barkley had to say. Jay is not wrong with the big performances from Embiid number one and Simmons second. When we talked about what I wanted from the postseason, which would be a consistent performance from both Embiid and Simmons, an upgrade from what we've seen from the last two postseason appearances from the team, but those two specifically. And this morning I was on a morning show and I mentioned how well Simmons played in the first series. Well, I was mentioning Bellinelli when they played against the Miami Heat. But what I wanted to say, I said Brooklyn, but I meant the Miami Heat. So we'll go back to that. When they played the Miami Heat the first time, and we know he had a busted up face in B because of the mishandling of the dribble handoff, faults running into him and busting his face and all that. I said this and I'll say it again. Those two have not had a consistent playoff run together nor individually for this team, and they still got to the second round. To Jay's point, to EJ's point, if they are able to put together something consistently where we get all-star level play, you're going to have a bad night from one of the two. It's inevitable. It happens. It's sports. The other team is supposed to stop you. They defend you. They're doing their job as well. You're not going to win every game. You're not going to go 16-0. You are not the Golden State Warriors, nor are you the Los Angeles Lakers to make those runs in the past, right? They have to give consistent all-star level play in order for them to go and win, let's say, 12 games first before they, again, to even get to where we want them to in the NBA Finals. If you don't get that from them, there is no chance that they move on. There's no chance, as EJ mentioned, with Brett Brown to get his job, to continue to keep his job, most likely, right? If those two don't step up. So we can talk about Josh Richardson, as Jay pointed out, and his 20, Harrison his 22, shaking his 9 to 12, whatever he gives you, and an outburst off the bench from Furkan Korkmaz to give a nice 18 off the bench with his outside shooting if your two stars do not carry you to series wins. And when we break it down, we have before, you break it down and you say, two games you need Embiid to win. You need Simmons to win one. You need a collective effort from a half a game from Embiid, half a game from Simmons, and an outburst from somebody else like Tobias Harris, Furkan Korkmaz, Josh Richardson to help you pick up that fourth win. It always seems that easy, right? But you have to go out there and actually execute it to get it done. Brett Brown has to execute and press the right buttons elsewhere to make sure that that also gets done. They need to have that number one defense out there on the floor and not the, let's say, 22nd best defense out there on the floor in order for them to pick up these wins. They have to collectively drive this bus that is the 76ers, Simmons and Embiid, and give you better performances than we've seen in the past in the postseason. I'm cool in the past as a 3 seed when Simmons can beat the Heat and the Nets. He won those series. You had other play from he and Butler last year against Brooklyn. He won that Miami series with Bellinelli and J.J. Redick hitting big shots. You can say he lost those series against the Celtics and the Raptors in the next two rounds in 18 and the 19 playoffs. You can say that because he didn't give you enough. And then while you don't want to make fun or anything of Embiid when he was sick, it just goes on to what we saw again. Not available. The best ability is the availability. And he has not been available consistent enough for this team to move on past the second round. It was a goal of theirs to do so when they made the decision to acquire Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris when Elton Brand, Josh Harris have pointed out a second-round exit is unacceptable for this basketball team after the collective unit, the personnel that they've put together. It's unacceptable. And they still have not advanced. Now, I know this is unconventional with what they're about to step into inside that bubble. I know. None of us has seen it before. That excuse goes for the other 21 teams that will be inside that bubble with you. So it's no longer an excuse. It's a job that you have to now go out and get done under the circumstances that you are in. You are relatively healthy, just like everyone else. You're about to make this trip to Orlando to go out there and get a job done. They have to do it. Josh Richardson said on this very airwave with Mike Missanelli that they, again, following the sentiments of Brown and Brand, built for the playoffs. They have size. They have length. They all have experience in the postseason in their starting five if Al Horford is with the group of the starting five. Shake Milton does not have that experience. How long is the leash for him as a starter? When does Brett Brown maybe make a move? Does he not and let them ride that wave and get through it? And B will be the best player on the floor in every series, not named the Milwaukee Bucks. He has to go out there and show that. Has he shown that this year enough? Well, enough to be mentioned again as all-NBA player. Will he make it? Maybe. It depends on how the voting goes. They can get a little tricky with how they want to put centers like Anthony Davis as a center. Certainly put Rudy Gobert there as a center. Is there enough room for him to make that squad? Sure. Absolutely. He should make a third team. Is that enough? No. Do you think he would want an appearance in the NBA Finals more than a spot on the third team All-NBA? I bet you he would give it up for that one. I hope he would give it up for that one. The same for Ben Simmons, who we all expect to make one of the two all-defensive teams for sure because of his level of play all year. Stellar defensive player all season long. Should make one. Is it that important at the end of the day if you don't? No. Advance? No, it is not. It is not. That should not be the goal for these players. Going into Orlando, the goal should be, as Richardson pointed out, to flat out win. To go out there and win. When we get back on the other side, he also mentioned how Embiid looks. We keep hearing how good he has looked from Brown, from Embiid himself, and now from Josh Richardson sharing those same sentiments. We'll hear from Charles Barkley and what he pointed out about this team and what they should do. Does he have faith? We'll find out when we return if you missed Charles Barkley with Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. We'll continue to talk on the team, what you've heard throughout the day on the station. Has anything changed your mind and how you are feeling about Josh Richardson overall on this team? Jay just made a great case of he could do everything. 20, explode for 25, but it won't matter if your two stars won't give you anything. We'll continue to talk with Josh Richardson. We'll introduce something else that we have for you on this list of things that we have for the Philadelphia 76ers here tonight. 610-632-0975. We'll hear from Barkley. On the other side, I'm Devon Givens along with Tyler Zuli on this Monday night. Man, my back is still hurting. I have this brace on, Ty. Still killing me, man. Couldn't even go to therapy. We'll continue the phone calls when we get back right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.